Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, don't you just want to get up and dance with your bell bottoms on? Standing outside a box with a broken Kodak in my hand, my hat, and yay, the show didn't cut off the time.
Yay!
How lovely. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Miss Corey.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am full of caffeine and vim and vigor and verve and vroom.
Those are venom and vigor?
Vim, not venom.
Vim. Venom. Oh no.
I said snake. I said snake. It went to venom. Okay, so I wanted to drink a sip of water because we both sound horrible this morning.
Yeah, we do. Horrible.
So welcome to lunch with Jen and Corey.
And I'm Corey. And I am Ginger.
And we've both been up too late gaming, or too early, depending on how you look at it.
True story, either direction.
Yes, yes. Too early, too late, it doesn't matter. So you actually mentioned you had a retraction to state.
I do. I have a retraction to state. People, yesterday I was reading about the Razer Switchblade. Upon seeing the video that was out for it today on G4T, I have to retract my statement. It is not a phone. I thought it was a phone. It is a handheld gaming unit, though, similar to, I guess, like the DS. Yes, yes.
Blasphemer.
Yeah, no. So much more awesome. So much more awesome.
Blasphemer.
But if you want to see the video that I'm talking about, it's very awesome and it will make you drool. It's on G4TD this morning. Razer Switchblade, and it's beautiful, people. It's beautiful.
One of the few times we will send you to G4. One of the few times.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot begrudge our gamers a beautiful new console. We can't.
Oh, it is so pretty.
So, Jen, are you going first this morning? After that lovely retraction.
I can go first this morning. Sure, I can do that. All right. We've got 2K Sports announces return of $1 million perfect game competition in Major League Baseball 2K11.
Ooh, nice.
Following the success of last year's historic skill-based cash prize contest, 2K Sports announced today that it will once again award $1 million to the first person to pitch a verified perfect game in Major League Baseball 2K11, the next edition in the popular Major League Baseball 2K series. It looks like the race to perfection will commence on Major League Baseball's opening day of April 1st, 2011. So give gamers nearly a month to practice with the game before embarking on that quest that only 20 pitchers in baseball history has accomplished.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any Facebook pages, Twitters, anything like that we need to know about?
I am looking. If you want to read more about the rules and regulations of it, you can go to 2ksports.com/perfectgame. No, I'm not seeing any kind of Facebook pages. So, no Facebook pages.
That's odd. That's very odd.
I know. Almost everybody has Facebook. Come on, people.
What's going on with you guys over there?
I don't know.
Well, I got two things for you really quick. First of all, those of you who are hardcore Gears of War fans and have been hearing all the buzz about Gears of War 3... Well, guess what? There's a trailer released today. It's titled Ashes to Ashes, and we have it. Yay! It's up on the front page. We've Twittered it for you. What more do you want us to do? And it is gorgeous. You all know when I say that, it's true, because I'm not a Gears of War fan at all. But I may have to play this one. I really may have to pick it up. Also, Ubisoft. Wow. You guys are amazing over at Ubisoft. Today, Ubisoft looked over at the Just Dance, at the Dance Central and said, ha. Now, Ubisoft has just announced that Just Dance 2 has sold more than 5 million units for the Wii system from Nintendo. According to the internal estimates, Just Dance 2 was launched October 12, 2010 in North America and October 14th in Europe, Middle Asia, and Asia. And Just Dance 2 has held the prime spot in the top 10 video game sales charts in both the U.S. and the U.K. Yes. Now, additionally, since the launch of the first Just Dance in November 2009, the brand spent 45 weeks in the UK top 10 and has been in the top 15 list in France for the last 42 weeks, according to the GFK chart track. In addition to Yuki, Just Dance 2 was also the top-selling single-format game in the UK for 2010. Wow. Ubisoft's Just Dance franchise is exclusively on the Wii, and it features several titles including Just Dance, Just Dance 2, Just Dance Kids. To date, the combined franchise has sold more than an estimated 10 million units worldwide, and the Just Dance brand was the third biggest franchise worldwide in 2010. Wow.
They're not messing around.
They are not playing. They're saying Just Dance 2 is perfect example of the potential that can be achieved by an independent publisher like Ubisoft in delivering, I love this, irresistible content for the Wii system. And that comes from Reggie Fizami. I can never say his name. You guys know who I'm talking about. The president over at Nintendo of America? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with Just Dance or you're wondering, what is the big effing deal? I don't own a Wii. I have Dance Central. What's the difference? Well, Just Dance 2, well, you can play with up to 4 players. And up to 8 players via the dance battle mode. You can mirror the dance choreography just like in Dance Central for more than 40 dance tracks across a wide range of musical genres. So it's not just the new and some of the new stuff they like to throw in Dance Central. It includes pop, R&B, disco, funk, rock, world music, and more. Just Dance 2 game owners can also download additional songs to dance to via the Nintendo's Wii Shop channel for the Wii system, just like you can with Dance Central. But they also have some things that Dance Central don't, such as Katy Perry's Fireworks for free. Ha ha. So for the latest information on Just Dance 2, you can visit them at their Facebook page. See, they have a Facebook page and like them. And it is, of course, facebook.com, Just Dance Game. Awesome.
Very awesome. Very awesome. All right. For those of you out there who are worried about the growth of social games, you can all rest easy. It has been confirmed for, I don't know, millionth time? Yes, new report confirms growth of social games. Social Gaming Smart Pack is suggesting that 80% of consumers are now playing social games online. More women than men play social games, and a third of social gamers play several times a day. I'm going to blame the wedding game on Facebook. And a fifth of social gamers have paid to play a social game. This report is based on an online survey of 2,000 consumers carried out by e-consultancy last month in association with Taluna. Dr. Richard Wilson, TIGA CEO, comments that this report demonstrates once again the increasing prevalence of gaming and the shift towards playing online. Games are now accessible and attractive to a wide audience on a variety of platforms and come in all shapes and sizes. The reports find that more women than men play social games. This is a hugely significant development for this industry. The report also shows that games are increasingly being viewed as a format of choice for big brands to advertise their products and services.
Ew.
Yeah. So, you know, they did a little study on that I think we could have told them if they'd asked.
But yeah, they could have just flat out asked us. I'd tell you exactly how many times I'm on Wedding Street a day. I was on before the show, and I'll be on after.
Me too. They could save themselves some money. Just give it to us.
Yes, I got ton of earn, so I got a lovely dress I have to design and cake. Oh, did you get the other invitation I sent? sent you to the newest addiction. You guys.
Oh no! I'm never gonna get off Facebook.
If you guys want some really interesting games, and I'm not talking about again the Cafe World, Computer War, but find the most interesting and unique games to play, so follow us on Facebook as well, Gamer Girls Radio. Let me jump over to this new story I find very interesting. A man in the UK, I'm not going to try to say the name of the city because I don't want my UK friends to cut me. He was sentenced for a mod chip business. A 40-year-old man, and again, this comes from our friends at Game Politics, a 40-year-old man was sentenced to community service and a curfew by the court in the UK. City with an L. I'm not saying it.
Wait, he was 40 and got a UK?
40.
I'm sorry, 40 and got a...
He got sentenced to community service and a curfew over in the UK for running a mod chip business. Thomas Norwood, the director of Mod Chip Fitters Limited, pled guilty to the importation and sale of electronic cards that circumvent anti-piracy controls on the Nintendo, Wii, and Microsoft Xbox and other consoles. Bad idea. He was sentenced to a 2-month nighttime curfew. He has to begin between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., 12 months of community service, in order to pay an undetermined amount of restitution. A restitution hearing is scheduled at some point to determine the amount of money he'll have to pay. Ouch! The conviction is the result of a 2008 raid by, I'm going to try it, Leicestershire? Trading Standards Service. I'm sorry. Oh, God, I can't wait to get the emails today. The raid netted software and hardware valued at 60,000 quid franc, pounds, however it's done, not sure. Norwood ran Mod Chip Fitters, a web-based company that modded console hardware to run copies of games and other media. You can read more about this story over at our friends at GamePolitics.com. Good God, man. What were you thinking? Well, I know what you were thinking.
I don't know, and I'm thinking, they gave him a curfew, so he's going to have more reason to sit home and try to, figure out how to break things and sell it for money.
Or come up with a way to circumvent the whole law,
Exactly. Should have just, sentenced him to having to go down to the local tavern and be social.
Exactly.
That is how you sentence a gamer who does not want to go out.
Oh. We love to stay in. Oh.
All right. Blaze now have stock of their new fully licensed Mr. Men and Little Miss Glitter gaming accessories for 3DS, DSi, and DS Lite. The new range of Nintendo 3DS, DS Lite, DSi, and DSi XL accessories perfect for your Mr. Man or Little Miss. Sorry, that's hilarious to even read. The Mr. Men and Little Miss characters have provided entertainment and laughter for many generations since the release of the first book in 1971. Since then, the characters have featured in 79 more Mr. Men and Little Miss stories. And through their animated television series, T-shirts, and DVDs, the characters have become some of the best-loved fictional creations of the last 4 decades that are just as popular and relevant today. Just ask the children. I must have missed this growing up. The new Blaze Mr. Men and Little Miss accessories range features the all-time favorite characters from the classic children's stories, including Mr. Strong, Little Miss Sunshine, Little Miss Chatterbox, and Mr. Bump.
Okay, no, that's not familiar to me at all.
No. But if these do to you, this could be why. Looks like this is a Euro thing. Jason Cooper, chairman of Blaze Europe, commented, we are lighted. I'm thinking that's going to be, we are delighted to be releasing our first Mr. Men products and believe it is the perfect brand for the 3DS, DSi, and DS Lite formats. If you are looking for that kind of thing, you can head over to blazeeurope.com, and it looks like they are selling for anywhere between $9.99, whatever your little euro marks are, and $14.99. So if you're in that, you want that kind of thing, head on over there, go get that for your kiddo or, for the adult collector, and, everybody loves this kind of thing.
Okay. Wow. Attention all simmers, including myself, just got this in the mail. New stuff pack. You're not familiar with the stuff pack is, it's kind of like a half an expansion. They don't give you any new gameplay, but they do give you tons of new stuff to play with in your sim game. So the latest one has been announced. It's called The Sims 3 Outdoor Living Stuff. Apparently, you can give your Sims the best in outdoor luxury for their homes with all new items found in Sims 3 Outdoor Living Stuff Pack. You can dress them for a great day in the sun or a cozy evening under the stars. Take a relaxing dip in the uniquely styled hot tubs. They look absolutely awesome. I must have this. Turn up the heat in the outdoor kitchen with a built-in countertop grill and also light up the night with blazing fire pits. It is available for pre-order now in the EA store, or I'm sure on direct to download and possibly Steam as well. I've not checked. And I'm going to go get mine. Mm-hmm. So get your Sims 3 Outdoor Living Stuff and be the first one in the hot tub. Mm.
All right. Going to stew your little Sims. Wonderful. coming from GamePolitics.com this morning, free BSD running on PS3. They picked up the story from Slashdot Report. FreeBSD, the Unix-based free operating system, is now running on PS3, according to comments from FreeBSD's Nathan Whitehorn. An earlier report indicated that this was made possible by the recent release of the PS3 cryptography. I can say that. The OS is run via a netboot, remote booting a computer over an IP network without access to a hard disk. I promise I can talk. Here's what Whitehorn had to say. Yesterday, January 6th, I imported support for the Sony PlayStation 3 onto our 64-bit PowerPC port, expanding our game console's port into the current generation. There are still a few rough edges due to missing hardware support, but the machine boots and runs FreeBSD stably. These rough edges should be smoothed out in time for the 9.0 release. If you want to read more, there's an incredibly long link. It's over on GamePolitics.com, so head over there and check it out.
Well, I've got two things for you. First of all, our friends over at Engadget have their first hands-on with the new Verizon iPhone. Yes, people, they've officially announced the Verizon version of the iPhone 4 is... just like an iPhone 4. There's no custom preloaded Verizon software like VCast or some bloatware. And just that the mobile hotspot, there's a little mobile hotspot tweaking in the settings menu. There's no Verizon branding on the phone as of yet. And that's not a surprise considering Apple doesn't like that. Please don't put your crap on our phones. the only difference that Engadget is saying that they're noticing is buttons in a few different places, which is going to require some of you that have an iPhone or are planning to switch to get a new case. I know, it's annoying, a whole new case. Ugh, as if the new phone wasn't enough. Interestingly enough, the phone is running iOS version 4.2.5. So perhaps they're saying that the mobile hotspot functionality will make its way over the other iPhones when they sync up with for an iOS update. Again, you can check that over at Engadget.com. They've got some photos and everything for you guys that are really, really excited about this. I'm not so much. I'm waiting for the iPhone to come to Virgin Mobile.
I'm switching for that hard, people.
Well, I got a Droid on my Virgin Mobile, so why not an iPhone? Come on, people, catch up.
Come to the dark side. We have cookies.
And another story which saddens my heart, Joe Wood, Australian-based publisher Joe Wood, filed for insolvency, which is the equivalent of bankruptcy in the United States late last week, ending a long struggle to stay afloat. The company filed for insolvency with Vienna's commercial court for a procedure of capital reorganization. The company announced on the same day that its efforts to shore up capital and equity failed. Despite the filing, Joe Wood believes that it can conclude successful discussions with investors and its creditors within 90 days, because that's all you got. They're also pursuing a lawsuit with Koch Media, claiming that the German publisher underpaid for 6.4 million shares that held in 2006. Joe Wood claims that the shortfall of these shares amounts to 3.4 million plus interest owed. Under Australian law, Koch Media would be liable for the shortfall, regardless of whose fault the miscalculation was. and they don't expect this to be resolved anytime soon. If you're not familiar with Joe Wood, one of its bigger titles, Arcana, a Gothic Tale, failed to find success in Europe and abroad, and it was an excellent game. I have a copy in there that I actually fire up and play quite often, so I'm really shocked and saddened to hear this. You guys, you have to play a Gothic Tale. This is one of the greatest RPGs like ever done, and I think they were overshadowed basically when it was released, because I want to say Oblivion might have come out at the same time that one did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of got overshadowed because they're a smaller company. But if you haven't picked up a copy, it should be cheap to buy, and it's a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful RPG, PC-wise, excellent, you PC gamers. Anyway, Jen, back to you.
All right, looks like our UK friends are not done partying yet. Ah, you guys have got it going on. I'm jealous. Season 2 launch party, a cabaret night of comedy, networking, lasers, games, and more.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Game City, the world's best-loved video game festival, today announced the launch of Season 2 of Game City Nights, the monthly after-dark adults-only exploration of video game culture with details of Episode 1. Game City Nights takes place at Antenna in Nottingham, Beck Street, NG1, 1EQ, beginning at 6 p.m., entry is strictly 18 plus only. Tickets are, whatever that is, L5 in advance, L6 at the door. Overstuffed with turkey dinners during the festive period, the Game City team is returned to present the launch of Season 2 of Game City Nights with an equally overstuffed lineup as a host of fan favorites return amidst some new ideas. Looks like between 6 and 8 p.m., skill-based networking sessions will help attendees to earn a fistful of business cards, create industry contacts, and possibly find gainful employment.
We all need a job.
Exactly. Each session will be led by a guest speaker of the month who will deliver a presentation to complement the early evening discussions. From 8 to late, a video game culture takes center stage. For Episode 1, Game City has booked the biggest night's lineup yet. Video games developer and comedian Graham Goring will push the boundaries of taste. Theorem hero Greg Stewart is set to deliver a dazzling display of unique hands-free gaming and laser harp wizardry. Very cool. Pay tribute to one of the history's greatest sci-fi television shows, Time Freeze, with Nottingham's own sitcom spoofing artist, The Megaphones. And listen... and listen to One Life Left, Derek Williams presents a live free market economy segment. A live free market economy segment. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, this sounds great. I so wish I lived out over there. Anyways, if you're 18 and over, have, you know, $5 in your pocket or whatever that is over there, head over to GameCity.org to try to grab your tickets now.
Oh, I'm so going to get angry emails from our UK listeners. I'm so sorry.
It's all Jen's fault.
It's not Jen's fault. It's a sad part. You know, we Americans, I'm sorry. That's one time we're self-centered. It's not our money. We don't care. It's not about, we don't care on purpose. Yeah. So I know what you're thinking. You were thinking it yesterday, the day before when we mentioned it, and even the day before that. Yes, I need another gaming conference to attend.
Another one? Oh, my gosh.
Game testing and localization company MO Group International, who is also a silver sponsor of the upcoming Casual Connect Europe this year, the premier event for the casual games industry taking place in Hamburg, Germany. They've announced that they're going to be sponsoring the major event for the casual games industry. This is organized by the Casual Games Association, Casual Connect, of course. 2011 takes place in Hamburg from February 8th to the 10th, 2011, and brings together more than 3,500 professionals and experts in the casual game field who have the opportunity to connect and learn about the industry trends. I think we've mentioned this one before, but good God, they keep adding more stuff. They're also offering some sessions where the leaders in casual games field reflect upon the industry. Companies can also participate in lectures and discussions and schedule meetings with potential partners. Lectures and discussions cover topics such as, again, the future of browser games, game publishing, casual games for mobiles, and much more. As one of the sponsors, event sponsors, Silver or MMO Group International is planning to attend the Casual Connect with the goal to network and share experiences with other game enthusiasts, as well as to discuss new partnerships. They're saying they're very excited to participate in the next Casual Game Connect for the second time, and they know they'll impress their potential new partners with their capabilities, serviceability, and experience in the industry. In other words, we're planning to kiss a whole lot of butt while we're there. Again, if you would like to attend, and I would caution against you guys out there that are just gamers, you have no interest in the industry other than playing, to probably not attend. This will not be a fun time for you. You go to mogi-translations.com and sign up, get a ticket, go hang out. I don't know what you're going to do there. Like I said, if you're not an industry professional, probably not going to be a lot of fun for you. They don't give out the goodies that you would think there.
There are no goodies?
Well, they give out goodies, but it's, you know, it's extremely geek goodies. There's levels to being a geek. We'll probably have to do a story on that. There's different levels to being a geek. So this is the high, high level of geek when I say mutating algorithm with, you know, the people who know what mutating algorithm is, you'll like this conference. Otherwise, stay home.
All right. Looks like I've got you some free GameStop ads or pop-ups.
Ooh, tell us, tell us. You said free and game, my two favorite words.
Free casual games, myrealgames.com. My Real Games LTD invites game lovers to www.myrealgames.com, a casual games portal offering lots of free downloadable games for players of all ages. It's a great opportunity to get free licensed games of high quality, which are usually distributed by shareware by other portals, or as shareware by other portals. All the games feature unlimited gameplay without nag screens or ads. This is very cool. My Real Games offers free licensed games of all genres so that everyone can find something to his or her liking. Shooters, Match 3, arcades, hidden object, marble poppers, time management, cards, racing, kids and games, etc. By the way, no pop-ups or ads will annoy the player during the game or between levels, because advertising content is placed on the website only. It opens automatically when the game is closed.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Some of the games that they offer is 8-Ball Frenzy. It is a pool game. It's a game simulator of U.S. 8-Ball Pool. Also, The Rise of Atlantis, which is a match 3 puzzle. Crazy Serpentine, which is a racing game. Terminator Bike and Dark Bike, Sports Bike kind of game, if you're into that kind of thing. And Ancient Rome is a strategy game. So, again, if you're wanting to check out some free games, you got some time, trying to kill some time, the boss isn't looking, head over to www.myrealgames.com.
And if you get fired, we have nothing to do with it at all. And that note that I just sent you, Jen, is late. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. And right after, I'm going to tell you who the winners were for the Independent Games Festival student showcase for this year, or who won the big money and where they live. Oh, they're so going to kill us. Here we go. Some wow for you, Jen.
Yay.
Oh God, it always sounds horrible. For those of you who are listening live, sorry, you'll have to download the rest. Those of you who aren't listening live, we'll be right back after the break. All right, we are coming back after the break. I know you guys are so relaxed. Those of you who are listening at work, probably going, oh my God, that is so relaxing. I just had my lunch.
Mm-hmm. Full belly syndrome, head down on the desk. Oh yeah, don't drool on the keyboards, people, that's bad.
Yes, it could cause a fire or something. Oh, too bad. You know what? We should have probably had that discussion we just had on air. It would have been funny. So, anyway.
y'all always miss out on the best parts. You have no idea.
Yes. Good for you. You don't know what's going on in the background. Okay, I'm going to turn that off because I'm getting sleepy. welcome back. Lunch with Jen and Corey. I know you were waiting to hear this. Who won the big money at the Independent Games Festival? Student Showcase winners. So, basically, the student developers compete for $2,500 cash prize and overall best student game. So 8 people walked away with this prize for the 13th annual presentation of this very prestigious award. They're, of course, celebrating the brightest and most innovative creations to come out of universities and games programs from around the world in the past year. This year's showcase of top student talent includes slapstick physical comedy adventure called Octodad from DePaul's University Team DGE2. I think I got a press release about that from
that
from them.
Familiar.
I was like, I don't think we said anything about it because I thought it was spam. Octodad, interesting. University of Montreal student Richard E. Flanagan's boldly titled Mist-like adventure Fract. We did talk about this. And Tiny and Big, an ambitious comic book style 3D platformer from Germany's School of Arts and Design Kassel. The 8 showcase winners will go on to compete for the Best Student Game Prize, which will be announced on stage at the Independent Games Festival Awards, which will be held on Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2011, in San Francisco at GDC 2011. In conjunction with this announcement, IGF organizers are also revealing that this year's IGF Awards at GDC will be hosted by Anthony Carboni. Carboni is host and producer of Bitejacker, the acclaimed indie and downloadable game video show and website, and one of the most enthusiastic and devoted followers of the independent game scene, other than ourselves here. Here's a quick rundown of the winners, and you can also go over to the IGF.com website to play some of these games if you're interested. E7, Gymnasium Connens Liebermatt, I'm ruining his name, Fract, University of Montreal, GLID, Bournemouth University, Octodad from DePaul University, Paper Plane, Engine, Solace from DigiPen Institute of Technology, go DigiPen, Tiny and Big School of Arts and Design at Kassel, Toys, Future Games Academy, and I think that's it. Chosen from more than 280 IGF Student Showcase entries, the Student Showcase winning games each win $500. And, of course, they get their GDC passes free and will go on to compete for the $2,500 special trophy and a trophy. Again, you know their names. You know where they're going to be. I'm just saying. Don't hurt them, but, you know, it's money. Maybe they can pay for lunch while you're in San Francisco or something.
Chabelle, when you get caught creeping around their house.
Yeah, don't go to their house. Just meet them at GDC and say, I heard you won the big money. Maybe you can pay for lunch. You know, I don't have any place to while I'm out here, you know. If you got fluffy cake, slash them. I'm kidding. I know. The IGF judges also wanted to highlight other outstanding student showcase entries for honorable mentions this year, and they're recommending that you play these as well. There's a game called About Love, Hate, and Other Ones from the School of Arts and Design, also at Kassel, EXP from NHTV, Paul and Percy from IT University at Copenhagen, Senseless from the University of Advancing Technology, or UAT for those of you who are familiar with that acronym, Start Wine from Carleton University, and Ute from School of Arts, also, and Design Castle. Those kids were cranking out the games. They need to just go ahead and start a company. The games were distributed to an opt-in subset of the main competition judging body, consisting of more than 60 leading independent and mainstream developers, academics, and journalists. Not us. I'm offended. again, this competition is now in its 9th year as part of the larger Independent Games Festival, and the Student Showcase highlights up-and-coming talent from the worldwide university programs. So, again, go over and check those out. Tell us if you like them. We often drop by and play, and we have had a top 10 where we talked about some of the best games. It was probably earlier last year that we did this on Gamer Girls Radio, some of our favorite independent games, and you should support them. That's how we get our next Halo, and I don't mean Halo as in like Halo, but something that is just as huge and just delicious, unique gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So go over and check that out and see who you need to ask, can you work for? Can I be your assistant or your lowly gaming slave?
Can I go get your coffee every day?
Yes. Can I look over your code for you?
yes. All right. So mine is about a new game today. I have to read the opening line because it's just hilarious. What? Monster Kingdom is out today? Awesome, commented Mr. Stone. Mr. Stone is an acronym for monster, and it's not a real person or a monster. Paradox Interactive, which is one of our favorite companies out there, always sending us awesome games, purveyors of damn fine strategy games, as well as being a bit useful at word puzzles, are dancing a jig as their latest expansion for the fantasy real-time strategy game Majesty 2 Monster Kingdom, has now released and is exclusively available via digital download for a suggested retail price of $9.99 and the $14.99 little C symbol. Not quite sure what that is. That's a new one.
Oh,
they threw in a new one. All right. In this third installment, players continue the story from the land of Ardania. Only now the king has been overthrown and has fled the safety of his palace with I love these games. With only his trusted advisor and his bedclothes, despairing blushes, the unseated king must turn to former enemies in order to reacquire the throne. Gather the gaggle of creatures, train them, equip them, and send them forth. Order them to attack your betrayers and retake what is yours. Monster Kingdom contains a new 8-mission campaign called Exiles of Fate, with a host of new buildings, heroes, abilities, and guild powers to discover.
Wow.
There is a trailer. It's over on YouTube. You can look it up if you want. Or you can head over to ParadoxPlaza.com and check out their deals. I do have to say Majesty 2 is a hilarious game, so
it is.
This one.
It is very, very hilarious. Paradox has some great games.
Yes, they do.
They don't get enough love. So, while I am about to tell you about some new news, I also want to make you aware, if you are a fan of Bulletstorm, there is a sexy hot trailer being uploaded to our YouTube channel as we speak. Mm-hmm. I know some of you are waiting for Bulletstorm. But moving along to my next story, forget Storm for now. Stop looking. I said in a minute. I said it's being uploaded. Just wait. Breathe.
How do you know that's what I'm looking for?
I know, because that's what they do. So, those of you... Stop it, Jen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, those of you who are all about the rhythm, Rhythm Core Alpha for Nintendo DSiWare releases in Europe on January the 21st this year. They're saying they're going to release a new version of their advanced music creation system, Rhythm Core Alpha, for Nintendo DSiWare for 500 Nintendo points. And we've talked about this show before. It sounds really awesome. SoftEgg is the name of the company. And they're – why do you keep repeating themselves? I hate when they do that. They're saying Rhythm Core Alpha is the most advanced, easiest-to-use music creation system for the Nintendo DSi. If you don't remember, we were talking about it before. It's advanced drum grid, has a note grid, which allows for rhythm loops, bass lines, melodies, to be created simply by tapping spots on your screen. You can see all the parts at once, making it easier and faster to get your own beats down. It also has a unique 2D solo mode, which lets you play sound live with a Nintendo DS stylus. This mode, 2D grid, makes the largest number of notes available at once, making it easy to play real melodies. Finally, the pattern screen ties it all together, allowing the beats and chord changes to be arranged into complete songs. Not only does Rhythm Core Alpha have the easiest and most powerful sequencing on the Nintendo DSi, but Rhythm Core Alpha also does things no other music program will do, such as recognize the key and the scale of the music you've created, allows you to change the key with the control pad. You can also sequence those changes in a pattern on the screen. Nothing else apparently is able to do this. Patterns can contain many loops that you can also select with the Nintendo DSi's buttons, allowing you to change your beat or chord progression if you want. Finally, in the solo mode, only shows notes that match the key and the scale of the music you've sequenced, making it possible to hit a wrong note. impossible to hit a wrong note, rather. It also comes with nearly 310 sounds, including synth, orchestral sounds, rock, and even old computer and video game sounds. I love it. Furthermore, it allows sound to be customized with adjustable ADSR envelope. I don't know what that is, and I'm a music person. And now with more powerful multi-wave vibrato feature that is new to this particular release. I'm not going to go down all this list because it's really, really long. I will tell you it does have full language support for English, French, German, Italian, and Spanish, and in manuals that include all of those language translations. I love it. You can go over and check out audio samples, screenshots, and videos at rhythmcorealpha.com. Wow. I think this is amazing. You're going to see one day somebody using their DSi to DJ. I'm telling you, it's coming.
It would not surprise me, not at all.
And again, that's from the company called Soft Egg Enterprises. You can also visit their website, softegg.com, and it is spelled just like it sounds, Soft Egg.
Very awesome.
Yes, I know, right?
All right, hitting shelves today is Capcom's Ghost Trick Phantom. Phantom Detective, sorry, left out of the word there. This is North American retailers, and it's for the Nintendo DS family of handheld systems. Oh, and somehow I just closed it. There we go. Shu Takumi, the father of critically acclaimed Ace Attorney series, delivers another unforgettable masterpiece with Ghost Trick Phantom Detective. This handheld odyssey transports players to the spirit world of Sissel, a murder victim who has lost his memory and returns as a ghost to solve the mystery of his suspicious demise. As Sissel's ghost, players will guide his blue-flamed soul through dynamic environments possessing and manipulating inanimate objects to solve compelling puzzles. Using the stylus, players will need to carefully traverse a wide variety of vibrant locations by moving from object to object and triggering their actions to influence events in the real world. There are many routes to choose from, some more obvious than others. Sissel only has until dawn before he has to leave the supernatural world for good. Will he find the truth in time? With quirky characters, gorgeous visuals, incredible drama, and Rube Goldberg-flavored puzzles, this is a guaranteed recipe for mind-bending fun. This actually sounds kind of neat. The unique art style infused throughout, from the character designs to the backgrounds, make this latest puzzle adventure a truly distinct offering for the Nintendo DS. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to Capcom.com. Looks like both games are being sold for $39.99 USD.
I don't want it.
You don't want it.
Yes, I do. I lie. I want it.
That does sound kind of neat.
I lie. I want it so bad. Oh, I have to correct it. The game, because some of you are just dirty.
I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah, you know, we have some people that listen to this that are just bad little boys and girls. Okay, so those of you who are wondering, Indie Game Magazine, out now for your iPhone. It has announced its new 2010 Indie Games of the Year in issue 14. They're saying the magazine, issue 14, is so big, so much content, they didn't even have room for advertisements. I think no. you can check out the best Indie Games of the Year and their Game of the Year feature via your iPhone. It also has an in-depth look at the Xbox Live Winter Indie Game Uprising. There's two great developer interviews and a review with Comic Jumper, Super Meat Boy for the Xbox Live Arcade. And they're saying it's too big to miss. The Indie Games magazine has also collected readers' votes and their own editors' picks and have announced the winners based on those picks for this year. They're also planning in this issue to take a look back at 2010 and discover, again, the best indie games of the year. this issue also has a large feature. Oh, gosh. Wait a minute. I love when they repeat themselves. They're saying also a bunch of developers partnered up and released a slew of quality games on the Xbox Live's Indie Game channel. IGN has a huge feature reviewing some of those titles as well. And another IGN 14, issue 14 stories, they also review the critically acclaimed Super Meat Boy for Xbox 360 and PC. Gosh, they have a lot here. You can also, let's just tell you where you can go get it. Because, wow, I'm not reading all this. Issue 14 link, you can find them at indiegamemag.com/issue14. Also, you can follow them on Twitter, at indiegamemag, and on Facebook, indiegamemag as well. They're available for a single purchase as well as via subscription in both print and digital formats, as well as for your iPhone and your iPad. To find out what you've been missing, again, check them out. IndieGameMag.com. We love them. I gotta stop kissing everybody. Kiss slut.
I know that's how you get. What is that? Kissing disease? Can't think of what it is.
Hey.
What? Mono. Oh. There we go.
Hey.
Mhm. She's got mono. Everybody.
Shh.
All right. Promising start for Terra Open Beta Test in Korea. A latest trailer encourages thousands of players to register for the open beta phase. A new trailer announcing 11th January as the start of the Korean open beta was unveiled a few days ago. If you missed it, Frogster presents the localized version so you can discover for yourself some of the available features in Terra through the trailer's in-game footage. What is this footage? It looks like it's got epic storyline unfolding around the players through thousands of quests, interactive environments, or one of the PvP aspects from the first footage of a battlefield, got other games on my mind.
I wonder what it could be.
I don't know. Since the 30th of December, Korean gamers have already created their own characters and secured a spot on their favorite server for the test session. Between the 30th of December and the 8th of January, up to 27 servers opened for registration and were overwhelmed by thousands of enthusiastic players who have already created more than 20,000 guilds.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. The dates for the European open beta test have not been announced yet, but rest assured, Frogster will keep you posted. So if you want to see the trailer for that, if you want to download it, it's a long link, rcpt.usendit.com, and I'm sure if you just go to the website, you'll find it, because that's a whole bunch of letters and numbers you do not want me to repeat. Or just look up for the Terra Open Beta Test trailer. I'm sure you'll find it. Google is your friend.
Okay, so I think that's going to do it for us today. I'm tired. I don't know about you.
Oh, girl, I'm telling you. I was up at 1. I'm so sleepy.
Wow. And we still get up and bring the news to you because we love you. We love you guys so much out there.
Oh, and y'all never bring us pizza. Where is my pizza?
Exactly. So I'm going to give you a little GTA 4 today, mainly because one of the news stories we didn't cover, you can find over at Engadget, somebody built something absolutely awesome for GTA 4. You'll have to go over to find it, though. We won't tell you about it. Haha.
Oh, I'm so heading over there now. Some of you gamers building to me all the stuff. It's just crazy, which I'll get into.
By the way, those of you who have never played GTA 4, it is available on Steam. All of the expansion packs, the whole thing for like $20.
You can see,
yeah, you can see why I rave about it. It really is a great game. Storyline's excellent. I'm out. Oh, and your Bulletstorm is available too. Those of you who are already harassing me via text, it's up, okay?